Listen, I'll go get Fred and Ethel.
Oh, don't bother, honey. They'll be right over.
Oh, all right. Hey, you know something? We haven't played bridge since before we went to Europe.
I know. I'll bet I've forgotten everything I ever knew about bridge.
Good. Then maybe we can win.
Oh. Well, why the formality?
Come on in.
Really? Yes?
Signora Ricardo. Signora Ricardo, it's so good to see you again. It's so good to see you again, Signor Ricardo.
It's good to see you again, too.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah.
You know, you said if ever you come to America, you must be sure and stop and say hello. Hello.
Hello.
When I got off the boat this morning from Italy, I said it to myself, for suppose the Ricardos don't remember me.
Well, now remember you? Oh, imagine now remembering.
Yeah, how about that? You? How could we possibly forget you?
Yeah, good old you. Ricky, can I see you in the kitchen for a moment?
Yes, dear. Yeah. Will you sit down and make yourself at home?
Grazie.
Yes. Excuse a moment.
Grazie.
Yeah.
Who is he?
I don't know.
His face is awfully familiar, but I...
Well, think now, who do we know from Italy?
I can't place him, honey.
I know, Florence.
Florence who?
Florence Italy. He's that friend of the letters that was so nice to us.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you just got off the boat today, huh?
That's right. And in New York, she's a beautiful city.
Yeah, well, not half as beautiful as Florence, I'll bet. By the way, how are things in Florence?
I don't know. I was never in Florence.
So, you just got off the boat today, huh?
That's right. And when I got off the boat in America, I said to myself, I says, Mario?
Mario.
Mario.
Mario?
I said, Mario, the first thing you gotta do is to look up your old friends, the Ricardos and the Mertzes.
Oh, the Mertzes.
The Mertzes.
The
Mertzes.
Well, they live right across
the
hallway.
Yeah, I'll go get them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look who's here. Mario.
Yeah, Mario.
Mario. Oh,
Signora
Mertz. How are you?
Oh, and Signora Mertz.
What a surprise. How's it going?
Oh, hi. The juice to fun.
Fred, Ethel, could we see you in the kitchen for a moment, please?
Yeah.
Sit down, Mario.
Excuse me, man. Sit down.
Grazie, Dante.
Who is he? Don't you know?
No, don't you?
No, I thought you did.
Oh, all we know is that his name is Mario, and he met us someplace in Europe.
Well, I got a clue.
What?
He's Italian.
Listen, let's see if we can try to find out what city he's from.
That's a good idea.
If we know the city, maybe we can place his face in it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, we certainly enjoyed our trip through Italy. Rome? Naples?
Genoa? San Remo?
Oh, San Remo!
San Remo!
Someday I would like to go there.
So you just got off the boat today, huh?
That's all right. And you know something? You haven't changed a bit. You all look just like you look in the picture you gave me.
Picture?
Yeah, the one you took in my gondola on the Grand Canal.
Gondola!
Grand Canal.
Venice.
Mario!
Mario!
How long are you going to be in town?
Well, just for a few months.
Oh,
I come to surprise my brother, Dominique.
Oh, that's right. You told us you had a brother in New York.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mama, he was not there.
Oh?
Somebody said he went to visit Sam Francesca. I wrote it down on a piece of paper. Maybe, Mrs. Ricardo, maybe you can help me.
Sure.
How can I find this Sam Francesco?
Well, let's see now.
Well, my writing is she's not so pretty good.
No, that's all right. 44 West 3rd. Oh, this isn't Sam Francesco. It's San Francisco.
Who?
Not who, what? San Francisco's a big city.
Oh, big city.
Well, maybe you can tell me how I get there. Yeah, can I walk?
Oh, not from New York, no.
It's 3,000 miles away.
Hey.
Yes, you'll have to take a train or a plane or a bus. Yeah.
Train, plane, oh. Well, I got a $10. Is she an offer?
Oh, no, I'm afraid she isn't. No, it's about $60 by bus.
$60, yeah. Mamma mia.
Oh, well, now, Mario, don't worry. We'll all chip in and help you.
Sure, Mario, we'll give you the money.
Sure, we'll be glad to, won't we, Fred?
Yeah, glad. No, I'm sorry. My borrowing is no way to start a vacation in America, no?
Well, why not? That's the way Americans always start their vacations.
Besides, if we don't give you the money, how are you going to get to see your brother?
Yeah.
Well, I work. I get a job and make the money to pay the boss.
Well, all right, Mario. If you want to get a job, we'll help you get a job.
Sure, Mario. What can you do?
Well, I'm the best gondolier in all of Venice.
I'm afraid it's slack season for gondoliers in New York.
Unless you go down to Canal Street.
Hey, I got an idea. I know where he can get a job. In Ricky's nightclub.
He can?
Yeah. He could work as a busboy.
He can?
Sure, he can make $60 in a couple of nights.
He can? Well, if he won't take the job, I will.
You stay here with us, and then you go to work tomorrow night.
$60 for 2 days? My goodness. America, she's a great country.
Good morning, honey.
Morning. Where's Mario?
I don't know. He was gone when I got up.
Look, when he comes back, give him this check for $60 and put him on the bus.
Put him on the bus? Why? Is something wrong?
Oh, no. You and your bright ideas.
What happened?
Well, first of all, he thought that the nightclub was in a canal in Venice.
What do you mean?
He collected all the garbage and threw it out the window.
Well, now that was an honest mistake.
That's just the beginning. When I stopped singing Babaloo, he stopped to applaud.
Well, so what? I've seen busboys applaud before.
While they're carrying a tray full of dishes?
Well, he's not the first busboy that ever dropped a tray full of dishes.
Wait, there's more.
There's more?
Yeah. As he bent over to clean the mess that he had made, the maitre d' was coming in with a cake for some newlyweds.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. He tripped over Mario, the whole thing went up in the air, and that bride and groom have the world's first upside-down wedding cake.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to Mario, then?
The last I saw of Mario, the maitre d' and the chef each had him by an arm, and they were carrying him out the back door. So just give him the $60 and put him on the bus.
Well, honey, I don't think he's ever going to believe that he should get all this money for just one night's work.
Look, Lucy, he thought that America was a great country. Well, just tell him that he's a little greater than he thought he was.
Maybe I can get another idea for a job.
I can't afford any more of your ideas.
Oh, honey.
Now make up your mind. It's either arrivederci, Mario, or goodbye, Lucy.
Oh, hi, Mario.
Buongiorno, signora.
Mario? I have good news for you.
Si, signora.
You're going to be on your way to see your brother today. Ricky left your pay with me.
My pay?
Yeah, for last night at the club.
I can't take the money.
Why not? It's your pay.
No. Last night, I'm going to get fired.
No, Mario. You didn't get a fire.
Yes, I'm going to get fired.
Mario, I think you misunderstood. Ricky said that
please,
you were
signora Ricardo. My English is not so pretty good. Ma! In my country, when two men grab me, push me to the door, I go, ploop! I'm fired!
Well, look, Mario, will you accept this money as a friendly gesture from our country to yours?
Grazie molto. Ma no.
How are you going to get to see your brother?
I got a good news, too. I got another job.
Another job?
See, I was taking a walk. I passed by a pizza restaurant. In the window, I see a sign that says, somebody to make a pizza. That's me. I go inside, I get the job.
Well, that's just wonderful.
And now I stay 3 more days, make enough money to go see my brother Dominique in San Francisco.
3 more days. And nights. excuse me. Sit down, Mario.
Grazie, down.
Could I see you in the kitchen for a minute? Ethel, how'd you like to play a new game called Hide the House Guest? Mario. Yeah, he's going to be here 3 more days. Well, you see, he got another job after Ricky told me to get rid of him. So now if Ricky finds him here, he'll blow his Cuban cork.
Nice to be alone, huh?
Sure is.
Let's see now. Mario's been going for 2 days. He should be halfway to San Francisco.
He should be.
Well, I gotta go to work, Pete. I'll see you later, huh?
All right, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye, doll.
Mr. Ricardo?
Yes?
Bureau of Immigration. Do you know a Mario Orsatti?
Come in. Yes, sir. Why?
Is he here?
Here? No, he isn't here. Anything wrong?
I understand for the past 2 days he's been working at Martinelli's Pizza Parlor.
That's right.
Well, I was just over there and it isn't open yet.
No, not now.
Well, you see, Mario Orsatti entered this country on a visitor's visa. Visitors are not allowed to work. So if your friend has violated the law, he may have to be deported.
Deported? Oh, you couldn't do a thing like that. Mario didn't know he was breaking the law. Honest, he didn't, and I didn't either. You see, he was just working to get a little money so he could go visit his brother in San Francisco. And that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, Your Honor.
We try to be lenient in these cases. However, Mrs. Ricardo, under no circumstances is Orsatti to continue working.
Even for 1 more day?
Not without a work permit, and it'll take him at least 90 days to get one. I trust that you'll see he gets this information?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'll tell him, and thank you, sir.
That's quite all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ethel, could I see you in the kitchen for a moment, please?
Yes. Please? This time, Mario go in the kitchen.
Okay. What's up? We're in a terrible jam. A man from the Immigration Bureau just told me that if Mario works 1 more day, he's going to be deported.
Deported?
Yeah, it's a law. Visitors can't work without a permit. So we can't let him go back to that pizza place.
Lucy.
If Mario ever finds out that he broke the law, he won't even accept the 2 days' salary that's coming to him. So we mustn't let him know.
Well, how are we going to get his money?
Well, I can go down and pick it up. If you'll stay with little Ricky when he comes home from school.
Oh, I will.
Let's see now, he's got 2 days' salary coming. Bus fare. I'll make up the rest out of my allowance.
That's good. Mario doesn't have to know anything about it.
Okay. All right. Mario?
Si, senora?
Mario, Mr. Martinelli just called and said that you don't have to go to work today.
No work? How come no work?
Well, it's a new labor law. You see, when you start a new job, you work 2 days and then you get the 3rd day off with pay.
That's the law?
Yeah. Now, what's the name of that new law, Ethel?
I don't know. You're the labor expert around here.
It's called the Taft-Hartley Visitors from Italy Who Work in Pizzerias Get Every 3rd Day Off Amendment.
My goodness, America, she's a great country.
Yes, sir. Mario, as long as you don't have to go to work, why don't you relax? Just sit around and rest up for your bus trip tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I'll go down and pick up your pay.
Oh, you such a lovely...
Table, senora?
I'd like to see Mr. Martinelli, please.
Si, senora. I'll get him.
Si, You want to see me?
Mr. Martinelli?
Yes?
And Mr. Martinelli, I'm Mrs. Ricardo. Where Mario staying?
Yes.
Well, Mario is very sick and he won't be able to come back and work anymore, so I came over to pick up his 2-day salary.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
I made a deal with Mario to work 3 days. He works 3 days on no pay.
Well, that doesn't seem very fair.
Look, the pizza chef is getting off in 5 minutes. If Mario is not here to relieve him, no pay.
Mr. Martinelli, if I could find a substitute for Mario, will you pay the money?
Well, it all depends. What are you going to get?
Well, I know a pizza specialist.
Who?
Me.
You?
Yes.
You know how to make pizza?
Yes. Yes, I majored in pizza in my high school cooking class. Yeah, I make all kinds. You see, people from Rome write me for my pizza recipe.
I'll give you a cap and an apron.
Two pizzas.
It's my day off.
Your
come
day
on, Mario.
Off.
It's our turn in the kitchen. Come
our
on.
Turn in the
come
kitchen. On,
Apple. Come
here.
Start back at the beginning and tell me the whole story.
You're not gonna like it.
Apple.
Cost Ricky a fortune. Bus fare, cleaning bill for the entire wedding party down at the club, broken dishes, burned out pizza oven.
Well, I know exactly what it cost. $210.33. Ricky did everything but tattoo the number on my chest.
Hi. Well, that's that.
Did you get him on the bus?
Yep. He's on his way to San Francisco. I stay there until the bus pulls out.
Senor Ricardo?
Yes?
Excuse me.
Come in.
They tell me Mario is staying here.
Well, Mario was here, but he's on his way to California.
California?
Yes, he found out that his brother Dominic moved to San Francisco.
Mamma mia, but I am his brother Dominic.
You're Dominic.
You are?
I no move to San Francisco. I just go stay with my sick friend, Sam Francesca.
Oh, oh no!
Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, has been presented for your pleasure by Instant Senka, the hearty coffee you can drink as strong as you like. It still can't upset your nerves. The role of Mario was played by Jay Novello, and Peter Bracco was his brother Dominic. Eduardo Gianelli was Mr. Martinelli. Louis A. Nicoletti played the waiter. The immigration man was James Flavin, and Aldo Formica was the pizza chef.
I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.